My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. What's up, everyone? Welcome back. I feel like I have been away for a very long period of time, but it's only been 2 weeks, and it's actually been some of the craziest 2 weeks of my entire life. So if I sound a little bit croaky today, it's because I am insanely jet lagged. Like, we literally flew in yesterday, and I'm still not quite sure what day it is. But besides that, it was one of the most impactful, successful trips that I've ever had in so many different ways. And what I really wanted to do was share with you guys some of the biggest takeaways that we really got from those 2 weeks, from the different things that we did. And after running an event with 20 plus fit pros in the room, it was incredible to see. You know, some of them had multiple facilities, some of them were just starting out, some of them were trying to open up their second facility, some of them were trying to expand, add new programs, everything else. And there was key formula that I gave them over the 2 days that I'm going to share with you today, all right? And that is what I call the success formula. And it applies to wherever you are in your business, regardless of your business, you're going to benefit a lot from it. And I'm going to kick things off sharing what we learned after being in the room with some of the best marketers in the world. Like, we headed over to the ClickFunnels funnel hacking event, and it was a 3-day event, full blown, some incredible speakers, some amazing stories. And the crazy thing, right, is that some of these guys who are doing $13 million, $20 million launches, having products that are generating, you know, $3 million a year from a $29 price point. One theme ran true all the way through the entire event, and that theme was simplicity. All right, that you are in your marketing journey, in your business journey, in your life, just one thing away from incredible success. For the event, it was one funnel away. After Tony was speaking and some of the other speakers there, it's just one change, one tweak, one adjustment in your mindset, your state. For us at my event, it was looking at your business model and looking at what systems and price points and programs you can implement to make a massive impact in whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, in turning your business around, increasing your cash flow, being able to help more people, and having the level of profit that really gets us excited. All right, and I wanted to share that with you guys because sometimes we go to work to make shit more complicated than it needs to be. We're thinking about all these different things that we need to be doing, but have we ever built that core model? Have we got the core foundation set up in its simplest but most effective form? And are we testing it to make sure that it is constantly effective? Not just effective once when we initially did it, we don't do it anymore. Maybe it's now not working the way it used to be. And looking at the way some of these marketers set up their funnels, and it wasn't, if anything, they were making jokes that all these guys were really, really complicated funnels, purely for the fact that how do you test something that's so complicated? Right? Like, you look at Russell Brunson's funnels, right? And the guys, I mean, shit, they're going to have 90,000 users by the end of this year on ClickFunnels, right? On a program, an average of $97 to $297 a month. You do the maths, right? But he's got four funnels, and every one of the four funnels has the same back-end offers. Different front-end offer leading to the same back-end offers. And you think about that in your business and your marketing and everything else. There's lots of different ways to approach your core offer, right? So let's say that you run a large group program or you run a small group program. You should have some sort of a core offer that's in place all the time, whether it's a consultation, whether it's a free week, whether it's a low barrier of entry offer, $7 for 7 days, $14 for 14 days, a 28-day metabolism makeover, whatever it is. You need to come up with a core offer, and that core offer should be exactly what your ideal client can connect with, should excite them, should be something that they think, you know what, I'm willing to take a risk at this point, because they don't know, like, and trust you. Or when they do know, like, and trust you, they're going to see that that's a no-brainer offer and want to take it up. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you is sometimes we forget that and we're trying new marketing thing, new system here. That person's doing Instagram. I'm going to learn that. That person's doing Twitter. That person's doing YouTube. And you're jumping around to all of these different things, and yet that core offer is not being promoted on a consistent basis. Or you're constantly offering the same core offer. Every month you're running a 28-day challenge, non-stop 28-day challenge, and you're left wondering why after the sixth month you're only getting 10, 15, 20 people. Or if you are getting the same amount of people, you're now spending close to double the amount of money it used to cost you to get that many people. All right, it's because people become blind to the same thing. So how can you tweak that front end? How can we reshape it, massage the offer, reposition it to attract our ideal clients consistently, long term, but then lead them into exactly the same core offers with exactly the same conversion tactics and systems and steps and processes in place to make sure you capitalize on every single new person that comes into your business? All right. The other thing that I cannot tell you how much of an effect this actually had on me. All right, like whenever I look at working with a business, I always look at the numbers, all right? Because for me, the numbers don't lie. You can tell me whatever story happened in your business the last 3, 5 years, 12 months, whatever it might be, but the numbers don't lie. They will tell me exactly where your business is right now. And for some of the guys at our two-day event, they'd never actually ever looked at their numbers the way that I teach people how to. They had never found that baseline to really work out where they are now in relation to where they want to go and getting clear on how to close that gap. And for three of them that were in the room, we literally found for one lady over $67,000 without adding a single member. Somebody else was missing out on about $10,000 to $11,000 a month in revenue that they're not getting based on how they're currently structuring their price points and their programs. Other people have these huge databases but missing out on a massive income potential because they're only offering one program. They don't have any ascension. They've got nowhere for people to go, and they've got no way to earn anything more per member, increasing your average dollar spend, right? Less members, more money is always going to be a winning recipe. Looking at the numbers allows you to really get clear on what is working and what isn't working, what to change next, and how to make decisions based on cash flow. Because at the end of the day, cash flow is why your business is going to be around or whether it's not. All right, nothing else is going to matter. If you run out of money, your business will not be there. All right, I can't say it any other way that's as plain as that. Like at the end of the day, cash flow is king. And for you to be able to structure your business so that cash flow constantly goes up, constantly, that you're able to add other programs and increase capital injections, you're able to run upfront offers around offers that are increasing your direct debit so that you're constantly bringing in more and more capital around that cash flow engine, that beast that is growing in the background, which should be increasing your profit on a weekly and a monthly basis. And if it's not, something is broken. And that's all you have to do at this point, is realize that something is not working the way that you want it to be, because you're not earning what you want to be earning. All right. Now, rather than staying there, work out that that's purely the gap at this point. What do we need to do to close that gap? Do we need to increase our price points? Do we need to adjust our model? Do we need to add a higher price program? Do we need to ascend people to different programs and upgrade them or upsell them onto higher price programs to increase that average dollar spend? Whatever it might be, all right, by looking at the numbers, you're able to assess what's real and then make decisions based on that in relation to that end result you want, whether it be income, whether it be profit, whether it be number of members that you're currently focused on. At the end of the day, profit is the end result that all of those things will lead to. And if you don't have enough of it, you're going to be left wondering how much longer you can keep going the way you're going. And if you are earning a great level of profit right now, then how do we step that up? How do we increase it? How do I increase the amount of income that I can make right now from exactly the same database without increasing it? All right. It's why for me, some of the businesses that I work with have multiple locations still aren't even earning $1 million a year. I was earning over $1 million a year from one location. All right. We had two venues, but it was one business. We went two different businesses at that point. And the key thing being there is, you know, I was basing that on an average price point of $59 per person per week. And some of you that are listening to this have a much higher price point per member. So looking at the numbers is going to allow you to work out, do I need to focus on my marketing? Do I need to focus on my cancellations? Are we growing all the time, but yet money's leaking out the back door? Are we growing, but we're growing on our lower price point programs? We're not growing enough on our higher price point programs. How do we market those better? How do we make sure that all consults convert into those programs at a higher rate? All of these different decisions we can make from looking at the numbers. Last thing I'm going to leave you with is this formula, and I want you to write it down. All right, if you're listening to this now and you're still with me, I appreciate you very much, especially in my almost hungover feeling state, but I am purely jet lagged. I don't even drink. So I want you to write these three words down, because these three words are the success formula. And if you can tie everything back to them, all right, you're going to be able to make those decisions. You're going to be able to empower yourself to really drive forward and achieve what you want. Might sound silly, but trust me, we connected everything we did over the 2 days at our event back to these three words. First one is clarity. All right, having clarity around who it is that you want to help, why you want to help them, how you're going to help them better than anybody else. Who is your ideal client, and how do you serve them at a level that nobody else can serve them, or at a level that's going to blow them away, get them to refer more people to you, and get them to stay for a very, very long time? What programs do they need? What accountability and support do they need? What sort of environment and culture do you need to create to really help these people at the level that you want to help them? All right, because at the end of the day, I know that for so many of you, that's what we're trying to achieve here. We want to help and impact more people in more lives. Which leads me to the second word that you need to write down, all right? Implementation. All right, we can give you, and I give you, free systems and content and breakdown. In almost every single one of these episodes, you'll get little nuggets and you'll get things that you can take and implement into your business. But are you implementing them? Are you looking at all of these different things you can do and thinking about it all? And this could be a good idea and I want to do something like that, but you're not yet pulling the trigger and implementing what you need to, which means that you don't really know whether something's working or not. It's still a concept and an idea when it's in your head. When you put pen to paper, you take action, you implement these things, you see how they work, you jump into that course, you hire that marketing person, you create those ads, you create this system, you do the price increase, you run a referral program, you run your first challenge. All of these things are implementation, all right? And until you implement on a consistent basis, all right, which leads us to the third word, consistency, you're never really going to know whether something is working or not, all right? Which means then you don't have the ability to learn from it, adjust it, and then move forward from what you've learned in a better direction, because you're clearer now on what has and hasn't worked, all right? The last point I want to make on implementation before we do move forward to talk about consistency is speed of implementation, all right? If I look at every successful business owner I've ever worked with, if I look at every successful entrepreneur I've been following or that has been a mentor of mine, all right, the number one key skill that every single one of them has, all right, it's not even like a 60 or 70%, every single one of them has this one skill, and it's speed of implementation. They will take whatever it is and get into the implementation phase as quickly as possible. They won't hesitate, they won't overthink, all right? It's that ready, fire, aim, right? They don't wait, then think about where am I gonna aim this thing and then fire. They're right into it straight away, and whether they fail forward faster than others, all right, they're also gonna learn quicker than others, and they're gonna know what's gonna work or not a lot faster than you, and they're gonna make adjustments before you even pull the trigger on it. And of course, I'm generalizing here, right? Hopefully you are somebody that implements quickly, but trust me, if you want to take on a skill, if somebody said to you that, hey, what's the number one skill to guarantee I'm going to be successful? This would be it. All right, tying that into clarity, right? Because how do you have speed of implementation if you're not clear on what you're even doing and why you're doing it? All right, that's why clarity comes first. Implementation and speed of implementation are going to be what drives you forward to success at a faster rate than others. All right, what's going to make sure that you are successful and guarantees that you achieve everything that you want, regardless of the ups and downs, the challenges, things that blow up, things that don't work, because of a whole range of different things. The number one thing that's going to guarantee you succeed is consistency. Consistency in implementation, consistency in getting clear on what it is that you want, consistency in doing what needs to be done regardless whether or not you can see it working right now or not. I really want you to take that last part on board. So many of us are only willing to do the work while we think we can see the outcome. But let's just say, you know, would you work for the next 5 years to earn $10 million a year? I bet you every single one of you would say yes. But yet, if we looked at what you're doing right now to create that $10 million a year, you're not doing the work. And if you are doing the work, you're not doing it consistently. So how do you go from getting clear on what you want to starting to implement to now being consistent? All right, the answer's simple. You get up every day. You're clear on exactly why you're doing what you're doing. You're clear on everything you need to implement, and you do it. You do the work on a consistent basis, regardless of your energy, regardless of how you're feeling, regardless on whether it's working yet or not. You're still taking action, at least to get to a point where there's an end result that can give us feedback to let us know where we need to head next, all right? To give us more clarity, to help us implement more things that we need on a consistent basis to achieve everything that you desire. All right, those three things are the recipe for success in any business, in any industry, whether it be you as a person, your relationship, or your business, the same recipe applies. All right, so just to recap, all right, we talked about the things that we learned from the top marketers in the world, and that really came down to simplicity and just working it nonstop on a consistent level to get that breakthrough, to create that one funnel, that one opportunity, that one offer, that one program that's really going to connect with your ideal clients and blow things up. But if you don't keep working it at a consistent basis, you're never going to get that breakthrough. All right, the numbers don't lie, all right? Spending time getting clear on your numbers. And if you're not sure how to do that, please reach out to me. All right, it's something that I will do for you on our free call. Whether you decide to take up our program or not, you will benefit a lot from going through that process. All right, and the last thing is the success formula. Getting really good at these three things: clarity, implementation, and consistency. All right, if you can focus on those things and you can base everything that you do on a daily basis around those three things and connect the end result that you're getting back to those three things, all right, you're going to start achieving more of what you want. But not just that, you're going to enjoy the process a lot more because you're not wondering why you are moving forward or not. You're not guessing, you're not overthinking, you're not procrastinating, all right? You have the clarity, you're taking the action, and you're doing it consistently no matter what. All right, if you can commit to those things, I am excited for everything that's going to come for you over the next few weeks and months. Now, as always, if there's anything I can do to help, please reach out to me at adam@adammckenzie.net. Send me a message on Facebook, whatever it is that I can do to help you. I'm always open, and this is what I love to do. And if you can, please do me a favor and share this episode on your Facebook page with anybody that you think would benefit from hearing what the success formula is, understanding that they sometimes are so close to that next breakthrough if they only kept with it and kept clear on everything that they need to do and work it until, all right, until. All right, guys, I'm excited to connect with some of you. I hope you got a lot out of that episode, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.